Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I'm so excited that you're here with me today. I want to, first of all, give you your kudos. Thank you so much for sharing, liking, subscribing, passing on the episodes to your friends, family, loved ones. I really do appreciate you sharing out and all your encouragement back to me about how the podcast is encouraging you, how it's giving you something to think about, how it's bringing light to your day. It really does bless my soul to know that this is feeding you. And today I'm coming with an entrepreneurial tip. Today we're going to talk about time. This is good whether you're an entrepreneur or not. This is good because we all know that we can have a little time management problem. If you have a little time management problem out there, raise your hand. You know, this is my favorite part, is that I get to see you guys raising your hand in my mind's eye. Who's out? Oh, they're going. Oh, wait a minute. You guys are really coming in with the hands today because we do have a little bit of problem with time. It is just something I was teaching the other day, and they were asking me in a live coaching session that I had, hey, how do you manage all the things you do? It seems like you do a lot, which Professor P, your Professor P, does a lot. She is very, very multidimensional. Not me talking about myself in third person. Can we just have a moment? Squirrel, listen, very multidimensional. And so it does take a lot to manage the time. And today I wanted to come with that topic because it is important that we kind of figure it out. And so I told them many of the things I'm going to tell you all today. First of all, I need you to understand your relationship with time. Don't let anything dull your sparkle. How to break free from negativity and drama, written by author Doreen Virtue. This is an amazing book. There's lots of different research she has in there regarding trauma, but in it, she writes about your relationship with time, your relationship with time. So I'm going to talk about that today. I'm going to talk about our relationship with time. I'm going to go through many of the things that she has. I make all of my students who come in the semester kind of have this information to read. Time management can be a problem for students. They have tons of workload. They're working outside of school, and it can be hard to manage. So one of the first things I give them is your relationship with time. It's in my books. It is also something I give to all my entrepreneurs. And I thought it fitting, seeing that I've had a lot of questions as of late regarding how to manage time. And so I wanted to be able to share these things that do come from Doreen Virtue's book. So a source of stress for us can be time and how we manage it. Okay. We get chronic stress, which leads our brain to get very tired. We can't focus. We have difficulty sometimes thinking about the future. We don't know how to make decisions. Our body takes a toll on us when we are under stress. And when we don't manage our time correctly, we are under the stress of time. And in entrepreneurship, you must be able to learn to actually master your time. You must be able to learn to block. You must be able to learn to say no to some things. You know, when I was with my students the other day, I was saying, I want to just find you an hour. I just want to find you an hour to give to yourself, to give yourself a little more time to review the work you do. They were like, an hour? Oh my gosh. I was trying to get an hour out of them. They barely would give me a half hour. So then I made them take all their phones out and begin to look at their screen time. And I'm asking you right now, my entrepreneurs, take your phone out. Those who are wanting to improve their lives and live the empowered life, take your phone out. Let's look at your screen time. How much time are you spending behind that screen? And can you take some of that time and devote it to some of the things that seem to be slipping away in time? Whew. Because the stress on your body is not good. Stress is a silent killer, everyone. And we definitely are doing lots of things with our time and mismanaging it that is causing us stress. So here's a couple of things that Doreen talks about in her book. Approval seeking. A mindset of I must get everything done right now, or I will be in trouble, or something bad will happen. This comes from a desire to prove yourself or to appease an imaginary figure. Usually this stems from childhood. Everything I do in my work, you guys, is going to be trauma awareness, trauma informed. If we don't get to the root of the trauma in our lives, whether it's little t, big T, you are not going to be able to manage the daily aspects of life. That's what's happening in your daily aspects. The root is showing its head. The root is reacting. The root is appearing. So it's important for you to understand that your relationship with time is tied to your trauma. Let me just hold that for a minute. See, this stems from childhood, where you were working overtime to gain parental acceptance. As an adult, you can transfer the desire to win outside approval to a healthy desire to give yourself approval. Let's hold that. How many of you know you need to go ahead and give yourself some approval? Stop giving the outside approval any, it's not even real. Outside approval is not real. Stop it. The only approval that matters is honestly the approval of God, and God has approved you. You are a child of God. You are a child of the Most High. You have been approved. Jesus died on the cross for us, period. You've been approved. That's it. Done. Check the box and keep moving. Now, the big part, approve yourself. How can you approve yourself? Turn that inwardly. Having to continuously prove yourself before people will wear on your body, your brain, and emotions. Stop it. Listen, here's another one she talked about. Forcing yourself. If you find yourself starting a sentence with the words, I have to, stop and question why you are doing what you're doing. Why are you forcing and pushing yourself? That's a sign that your soul is rejecting the activity and it isn't healthy. Either meditate and get to the point where you are happy to engage in the activity, make changes with respect to how you engage in it, switching to a more enjoyable workout routine, for example, or stop doing it altogether. Now, what I will say counter to this is sometimes we do need to push ourselves because we can be a little lazy. We can, you knew it. You already knew it. You already knew you can be a little lazy. Right? So sometimes we do, but there are many times that we're doing things that are really outside of our zone of genius. And I've talked about the zones before, and I will talk about them again. They are part of what I believe is very systematic in success. And success is not a secret, it is a system. And it should be a big part of your system to operate in your zone of genius. Your dominant animal. I am a lion and a flamingo, and that is where my genius lies. I am not a chameleon nor a turtle, and so I hire for those positions, and I hire geniuses because I'm not afraid to have somebody who is smarter than me in an area work for me. Now, that's an extra bonus tip for my entrepreneurs. But I do want you to think about, what are you doing in your life that is continuously being forced? Can you reshape it somehow? Can you come at it from a different mindset? Being indecisive is another one. Now, this one gets my chameleons all the time. You are indecisive. This one gets you all the time. The thought, I can't decide whether to do this or do that, can make you feel stuck. Many times we do feel stuck. This is a dilemma. Having to make choices concerning how to spend time is the basis of internal struggle and anguish. Remember that not making a decision is the same thing as making one. Let me say it again. Not making a decision is the same thing as making one. Sometimes life calls you to make a choice before you're ready. Whew. Wow. That one got me. Now, you already know I get a little sensitive. I get a little touched during our time together here, but that was for somebody. I don't know who you are, but it's time for you to make a decision. Life is calling you to make a decision before you're ready. That is okay. It's what I talked about before, that the steps will appear if you will only step. God promises to provide something for your feet. Somebody here listening today, you are ready. You're ready. You're ready. I know you're not ready, but I'm telling you, you need to make the decision because you're ready. You need to go ahead and make the choice. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Do your best and go for what's in your soul. Go for what God is calling you. Have faith in God. Have faith in the purpose of your life, the calling, the talents, the gifts that you have. Have faith. Leap. It's leap year, baby. You're going to hear me probably say it several times throughout the year. This is your year to leap. Again, sometimes life calls you to make a choice before you're ready. I don't know who you are, but whoever you are, I want you to make sure you reach out to me. Because if you need a little guidance, a little hand-holding, a little encouragement, not only are you getting it here, but I'll set with you one-on-one. You're welcome to reach out. And if it's you and you know you're going to make that decision and you do, please tell me. I love all the DMs that I get. I love all the messages that I get. Please send it my way. Here's another one. Now, this is a big one for some people. Not planning ahead. Part of drama addiction, and if you didn't know that there's drama addiction, there is, and drama is attached to trauma. Part of drama addiction is procrastination. Procrastination. Waiting until the very last hour, until the deadline is right upon you. Do you wait to Christmas Eve to shop? Who's my Christmas Eve shoppers? There's hardly nothing left. You got to go to Walgreens and pick through. Nothing is hardly even open for very long. Well, that's actually not true. So, you know, squirrel, commercialism, America, everything's open now, right? But do you wait to the last night? The night? Do you wait till Christmas Eve to do your shopping? Who are you? Where are you at? Uh-oh, you're laughing right now. That's you. You say, that's me, professor. Do you wait, my students, to the very last hour before the report is due? I'm talking to one of my students right now. They know who they are. They're like, it's me, professor. You already know we wait to the last minute. Don't do that. Stop. Begin to plan yourself ahead. Begin to block out your time. You are adding extra stress to yourself that you don't need. So one way to break a big task down is to break it into small steps and then schedule them in your calendar. I always tell my entrepreneurs, and I'm telling you right now, my budding entrepreneurs, my existing entrepreneurs, and again, those who are ready to live the empowered life, because project management, time management is part of life, honestly, is to take a big project. And if you work 40 hours in the week, how much time do you want to dedicate to your project? And you take it as a percentage. If you work 40 hours, then you take 10% of your 40-hour work week and you dedicate it to that task, that project. That means you'll work 4 hours, one setting, 2 hours, two setting, 1 hour, four times. You could even do 3 hours and then 1 hour. You could do two and then one and one. You can break down your 4 hours however you need. I would suggest not breaking it down less than an hour a piece, because then it might not be enough time and you're not going to want to stop. But that's the other part. You block the time. You block it for an hour, you block it for two, you block it for four in the week, whatever it is, and then you stop. And then you move to the next thing in your day. And if you realize it's not getting done at the rate you need it to, then you need to readjust your percentage. Maybe you need 20% of that week. Maybe you need 30%. You see? But whatever it is, you're going to grab that percentage of the time you want to spend and block it. Lock it in. Take that big task. Break it down. How do we eat an elephant, everyone? There you go. There you go. Y'all said it. Yeah. One bite at a time. Here's a very big one. This one is a very big one, and I see a lot of people do it. It doesn't really matter your age. Stressing to impress. Are you working like crazy to make enough money to buy prestigious items? Who are you trying to impress? This unhealthy and stressful habit stems from a desire to be loved. A desire to be loved. You are trying to impress others because you have a desire to be loved. Listen, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I hope you know how much I love you. I truly love people and I love you. I love you listening. Do not stress yourself out trying to impress anyone. If people like you for what you own, that is a very hollow feeling. You desire and deserve to be loved for who you are, beginning with loving yourself for having a calmer and more peaceful schedule. How many of you would love a little calmer and peaceful schedule? Oh, there we go. There's the hands. There we go. Wouldn't it be just nice? I promise you, as I'm shifting here into 50, so close, it's just around the corner, and heading to San Diego, I am building a labor of ease. Did you catch that? I'm building a labor of ease. Now, I love being able to do things. I'm an executor. I love to get busy. I'm always working and always doing something creative and always got my hands in the pot because, again, I am multidimensional. I do a lot of things, but I'll tell you what, I have learned to make it easy. Even on the hard days, I know I get a labor of ease. I encourage you all to work towards creating a labor of ease for yourself, a more peaceful and calm schedule, because you are tied into really blocking and locking in your schedule. You are planning ahead. You are making decisions. You've stopped approval seeking. You've stopped your indecisiveness. You've stopped stressing to impress. These are very important things. Being a martyr. Do you feel resentful or irritable because you have to do all the work? Where's my enablers? Raise your hand. Immediately. There they go. Enablers, stop it. Let me tell you something. If God told you to do 80% and you did 100, you are now 20% disobedient. I'm going to say it again for you. If God told you to do 80% and you with your happy-go-lucky self did 100%, let me just talk about myself. And Natasha, Professor Palumbo, you go on and do 100%. You were just 20% disobedient. You just stole 20% that belonged to somebody else to do. And as parents, we're notorious to be enablers. We're notorious to do things for our children that they need to do for themselves. Our young children and our adult children, stop it. Cut it out. You can't love somebody out their pain. I'm holding that one. You can't love somebody out their pain, and don't you dare let somebody try to love you out yours. You need your 20%. You need to be able to push through. It is stressful and toxic for you to take on everything and then blame everyone else because you took it on, because that's what happens. I'm always taking it on. Stop it. No is a complete sentence. You have rights to no. You have rights to say no, and you have rights to receive no. So what I want you to do is stop being a yes person. Stop taking on things. You need to look for a way to simplify your life, and delegation is your superpower. Focusing upon the future. Here's another one. After trauma, it is natural for us to worry whether something painful will reoccur. Oh my God, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. However, if you become obsessed with fear about possible future traumas, you will lose the enjoyment of the moment, and you will also produce that fear. Thoughts crystallize into form before us. It is important for you to capture every thought and dismantle it in such a way that it can no longer harm you, especially those negative ones. And those positive ones, you empower them and shower them out before your life so that you can live in the beautiful, bountiful reign of abundance. A simple and effective method for reconnecting with the present is to do deep breathing, inhale deeply, and then exhale completely. Notice your heart rate. Be aware of whether you're comfortable or not. What do you see and hear right now? Focusing upon feelings and environmental clues will help center you in the here and now. This empowers you to feel more confident about your present and your future. I want you all to take time this week to think about your time. Here's an exercise I'm giving you, a homework, before I switch into a little bit of project management. Because see, the reason why I anchor down in your relationship with time, because if you don't get this part here, if you don't see you need to fix your time management, there's nothing I can help you with when it comes to project management. Because you need to be able to address what's really going on, make changes in order to do the right thing when it comes to project management. So this week, I want you to track your time. If you're able to, which everybody should be able to, it just takes a little effort. I want you to track your time from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. I want you to write down everything you do and how much time you spend on it. This is another great thing to do with your money. Track your money. Tracking helps so much. For the past year, I've been tracking what I'm eating, and I have finally got to a place where I realize I, for the longest time, was living on very little protein. Not good. Was not good for me. And now I'm up to eating the right amount of protein on a regular basis. But it took over a year of tracking. So the longer you can track, the better. For right now, if you can get a week's tracking in, I'm going to be happy for you. If you can get 2 weeks in, that's even better. Three, great. Four, yes. A full month of tracking your time, a full month of tracking your money, so incredible for you. So my entrepreneurs, please, at a minimum, you should be tracking your time. Those who want to live the empowered life, you should also track your time. The moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, write down, take a look at your phone, see how much screen time you're getting in. Make adjustments there right off the top. You will find a lot in the data that you collect by tracking. Now, switching in to the very last thing I have for you is project management. In entrepreneurship, not only are you going to need to understand how to manage your time, because if you don't manage your time, I promise you, time will manage you. No question. Time will manage the hell out of you, and your whole day will be lost. Please understand there is urgency to you mastering time, and it can be done. I am a living, walking testament of it being done. Okay, project management. Here we go. Project management is based off of a reverse scheduling. This is so important. When you have a project, you want to plan backwards. What do you mean, Professor P? I'm backwards? Yes, you're going to be a little backwards to move forward. Woo! Backwards planning is going to be your friend from now on out, meaning you take a project whenever it is due or you want it completed by, that is the end point. You mark that end point and you begin to work backwards. You always want to have a margin of error in there because we are human and we err and we take time and things happen. So you want to have 3 days at a minimum of margin of error. So if you have an ending point that is set for March 31st, for example, you want to back it up to March 28th. Let's just go March 28th because that's your professor's birthday. Whoop, whoop, 50 in the house, squirrel. I'm over here. Don't worry, I'm coming back. Listen, let's go with March 28th, okay? March 28th, good number. Such a good number. Okay, I'm distracted. Listen, so you say I'm going to be done by March 28th. We know it needs to be submitted by March 31st, but by March 28th, you're going to be done. You got it? So then you begin to work backwards again. Okay, so what needs to happen if I'm submitting it by March 28th? Well, by March 25th, I should have a pretty final draft appearing, whatever it is, a draft of the project. And then you work it back and you work it back and you work it back until you are at your starting point, which is today. I want you to go research backwards planning. So you have two homeworks today. You have tracking your time. And did somebody just roll their eyes at me because I said homework? I feel like somebody rolled their eyes at me out there. Like, you know you're here for homework. Listen, you're here for homework, and this is what you're here for. It's up to you to do the homework. You can send it to me. I'll check it. But listen, it's up to you, right? Nobody's here to save you but you. I'm just playing around you guys today. I'm having a good time with you. I hope you're having a good time. I hope you've really received a lot. But again, your two homeworks, you are going to track your time. Try it for a week, everyone. Try it for a day, couple of days. You know, it can be hard to do it all the time. I understand that. But please give it some time. Please give it what it needs to show you what you're doing. And so a week would be good, okay? A week would be good. So track your time. That is your homework number one. Number two, I want you to go research backwards planning in project management. Now, there's other things that happen in project management. We begin to start to lay over a different task with different people. But when you're a solo entrepreneur, many times you're doing a lot of the things. But I want you to remember, delegation is your superpower. So you must be able to let go and trust others to help you. It is important. Do not micromanage them. Give them the task. Let them do it. Trust what you have put in them, those who are your employees. You're building them up. And for me, I'm not building you up to stay. I'm building you up to go build your own beautiful business and life, whatever it may be, because I'm in the business of building up more people. So you will be handing things off. And when you do, they can overlap certain project tasks as you're doing them in project management. But again, backwards planning, tracking your time, and really setting and understanding your relationship with time, that is how you are going to become a master over it. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.